supposed to be recording just fine because I changed both batteries this week. So, why isn't this one deciding it wants to record? I hate when this happens. Okay. If I move the battery, it decides it's working. For whatever reason. Okay, what we're going to look at today is select statements. That basically the kinds of things that we did in SQL, MySQL. And in fact, what I'm going to have you do is the assignment is pretty much what you did for the first assignment, only now doing it within PHP. So I'm going to get here eventually. 159S. 2015, second, connect, group, and I think the first, I don't even remember what 6 and 7 are. Most of the ones I wanted to look at were in 8, but we might as well look at and see what 6 is. Connect, 6, okay, .php. Okay, this one is basically, I can tell from looking at it, it's where we left off last time. So, in this one I'm using fetch row, in this one I'm using fetch associative, and in this one I'm using fetch array. Okay, so those three different ways of looking at it. So I'm going to bring up the source code for 6 OK. And we will look at that. Okay. So on the first example, yeah, right. Explain to me exactly what I'm doing here. That I would like to go away, and these I would like to show, and I would like to get the smart board actually working because it went away at the same time. Let's try the smart board one more time. I may be able to trick it by taking a picture, and then it thinks. There it is. So if I take a picture, and I've just taken a picture of it, but it ought to take a picture of itself. Yes. All right. Now it is working. So here I have a select item number, item name from item first, where item number equals 12121. Okay? And I'm doing a fetch row. So when I get down here, I'm doing a fetch row, which means I have to specify using the field number or the index. So I'm using the 0 or the 1. Okay, the next one down, I'm doing exactly the same thing in the select, except this time I'm looking for item name. And I'm going in with item name equal to mouse. Okay, so I'm doing a select for the item name. And this time I did the fetch associative, which means that I am showing, okay, when I do the fetch associative, I'm saying go in by name, item number, item name. Okay, so I can bring the things down, as we saw last time, by using the pointer or the index and saying I want the 0 field and the 1 field, which means I want the first and the second field. And if I have the MySQL fetch row, that's what it does for me. If I have the MySQL fetch associative, and it's ASSOC, then I go in and extract the data by field name. Okay, so I can go in and extract by field name. If I do it by array, MySQL fetch array, I can go in and extract by either method. So on this one down here where I said use array, I am extracting one using a name and one using a pointer. So I can go either way. Okay, so essentially what I'm doing in these three is I'm saying select item number, item name from item first, where, and I'm putting some kind of condition in. And then notice the 121, I've got it at one point in quotes and at one point out of quotes. It lets me do that when it is a numeric field. Okay, and notice again that when I do use quotes, and I have to use quotes around mouse, then it is single quotes. Because if I use double quotes, the first double quote would be considered the end of the select, the quoted part of the select, and therefore it wouldn't work. Okay, because once I've opened a double quote, once it finds another double quote, that's the end. Okay? So if I want to use a quote within a quote, I have to switch types and switch over to single. Okay? So in this one, I am saying, and I'm doing a bunch of different examples, but what I'm basically doing is doing a MySQLi query. And the query is based on that select statement. And the resulting records are available through $result. Okay. And in this one, I said, if not result, there is a problem with the query. I've done this error catching about 4 or 5 different ways now. You can kind of pick one and start and use it. And then, after I check to make sure there's data, I am actually processing that one record because my select statement here is such that I'm only extracting one record because I only have one record with an ID of 12121 or an item number, and I only have one record with an item name of mouse. So then I do a MySQL fetch, and I either use row, associative, or array, and I fetch out the result. Okay? And the result is put into $row. So the result is put into $row, and the row is the thing that I am showing up there. Okay. So if I look at the results, I can see that. And basically, I put in some statements to tell where I was, and those are the statements that you're seeing. I have an echo that says using my SQL fetch row, basically, so I'm showing which one I'm using. But they all come up with the same thing. Okay, 1111 is a mouse and 12121 is a monitor. So it depends on what I'm asking for. And then I mentioned the last time that you can use array, but then fine-tune it and say, okay, I'm using array, but I only want to use the name. So I put in MySQLi associative. Or I can say, I'm only going to use numbers, and so I'll put in MySQL and just go num. So basically, I use array to give me multiple choices, and then I fine-tune it to give me only one choice, and I'm not real clear why I want to do that, but if I want to do that, I can. Okay? It seems to me that, as I mentioned the last time, too many opinions were said yes to at the table, and so we have come up with all of these different options. Okay, 7OK is using a while loop. So if I look at this one, this is 7. And this is using a while loop. Okay, and I actually didn't make the code big, so let me go and make the code bigger. Okay, so here I did a select asterisk from Dona. So I didn't weed anything out at all. I've got everything from Dona. I didn't bother to put out a mail or message other than the or die. And I didn't bother to check. I just went and did it. If there's nothing there, it will print nothing. So I'm now saying while, and I used associative. So that means I'm using the names. And I said, while there is a row. Basically, this sentence reads as, while there's still data, MySQL fetch whatever you put in there, a result. And that means each individual record will take its turn going into $row. Okay, so it's kind of like a for each for you who've had other languages. So it basically, each record will be in $row. And so I am then printing, could have echoed, and I'm printing out an ID number, a name, a city, and a state. Okay? And again, clearly I wrote this when I was writing XHTML, so you can see the BR slashes in there. Okay, some I went back and fixed, some I wrote afterward. But you can kind of almost tell where I wrote them if you see the BR slashes. So I wrote the ID, and then I did a BR, and I wrote the name on the next line and did BRs. So I wrote city on the next line and state on the next line. The select really could have said select ID number, comma name, comma city, comma state, and then I wouldn't have got all the other fields that I'm not using. But this is fine. And I'm going through the loop. When the loop is done, I am stopping. And I've put the stuff out. Okay. So the structure of where row. And as I said, result is my name that I basically come up with and use throughout, just like I use link throughout. In this particular one, I've got link past donor, which means that I have set up a link password that goes into the donor database. So in that optional database place, I've got donor instead of in the ones I've looked at before, I had item first. So I do a link, MySQLi select database, I do the link, which ties in the link that I did in the link past donor. And I tell it that the database is Dona. In this particular one, I have a table that has the same name as the database. That's the database. That select is the table. I happen to have them have the same name, which is acceptable. May drive you crazy, so it might be easier not to do that, but it is acceptable to have the database and the table have the same name. Oh, one of the tables. Okay. So now we are going to look at 8. And this one is very much the same. I just said select asterisks where the state equals Rhode Island. Okay. So I've now got a where clause on there. I didn't close that. I did. Okay. History. Oh, I even have that. Oh, CIS web. And it's 8 okay, I think it was 8A okay. Okay, so I'm now only bringing up the records that have the state of Rhode Island. And remember, connected successfully was a message that I had within the link password. The link pass donor, after I linked, I told it that I wanted to put out that message just for reassurance. Okay, I wouldn't do that in the real world, but it's nice reassurance here. Okay, so that's that one. And actually, I should take a picture that shows all of the code, right? And we're basically going to progress through these because they're just looking at different ways of bringing stuff up. Okay, so here I came in and I set up a variable. So I've got year gold, dollar sign year gold equals 2000. And my select is I want everything where the year gold is less than that variable that I set up. Okay, so I set up a variable and I want to do it that way. And notice that year goal, I also put in quotes. So if I run this, and this is 8B, so there is Stephen Grove, Jennifer Ames, and it keeps going down. And there's Stephen Grove, Jennifer Ames again. So I runs through and did it twice. And what I did was I have in there echo next select, and then I did the next extract. So I extracted using that one, went through the loop and put them all out, said this is the next one, did another select, but this time I put quotes around that just to show that I could, and I ran it all again. Now, why I want you to notice this one is this is what I hope for my sake you will do. Okay, I gave you, I think, 12 different problems. Okay, my life is a lot easier if you put them together. And that's not a bad thing to learn how to do anyway. So that if you move from one select down to right here, problem 2, put in another select and show it. Problem 3, another select and show it.
It'll all print out.
And all print out at once. But that also keeps me from having to load 12 things because there are 12 problems. Okay, so you make me happier if you do that. Tom's not interested in making me happier.
Just don't give 12 problems. Huh? Just don't give 12 problems.
If I only gave one problem, then there wouldn't be any problem for any of us, right? Yes, I know. Okay, so that's the way that you can get multiple things in there. Okay, C is basically taking that with the quotes out. And this time I said I wanted it equal to 13. I mean, equal to 300. So this time when I was doing it, I just commented out one. So I used only one problem, but I put in a bunch of selects that I commented out. Not my favorite way, because I still have to work harder. Okay? Because then I have to take out your comments and test each one. So I prefer you putting them all in. But this is another way that I can look at multiple things in there, is just comment one out and go with the next one. Okay. Okay, D is I'm now getting into ands. Okay, so I said select asterisks from donor where your goal is less than and state equals MA. So I've now got an and going on. Okay, so I've got two things in an and relationship. And if you run them, they work. Then E, I have said where your goal is null. Okay, so I want something where your goal is null. And again, I've got select asterisks so that I get all the fields, and I've got your goal is one of my fields, and I want that to be null, and I want the state to be Rhode Island. Okay. So basically, I can put in here any kinds of select statements that I could do when we were sitting at the MySQL. I can just throw in any select statements that I want. Okay. And if I run this one, this one was 8E. Okay. So that was the one that had a year goal of null and a state of Rhode Island. So there was only one answer to that. And obviously year goal, since I'm showing it, is showing with nothing after it because it was null. Okay. Okay, F has, okay, so what's going on here? State has to be Rhode Island, right? And either of the other two. So either year goal is less than my variable that I set up, or year goal is null. So I'm using the same set of parentheses that I would use if I was writing it another way. Because I'm saying the state has to be Rhode Island and either of those things. Okay. The quote is when the select is all done. So that's where the quote falls. Eight, just all by itself, was probably a very simple one. Yes, where state equals state. Okay? It's usually the number itself is the simple one. And I should have done that one first. Okay, now I'm getting into nine. Is there a nine all by itself? Nine, okay, yes. Okay. Okay. So again, here I'm just selecting for matching IDs. And I did it a variety of ways in this case. Okay, so I've got it where I've got the row and I'm using array. And I'm putting it out with numbers and I'm putting it out with names. So I just did a variety there. And I'm going to go through these fairly quickly, hopefully, and then get you working on them. Okay, that one is ID. Let me see if I can find something a little more complicated. Okay, here's a compound one where again I said where state equals mass and city equals Fall River or city equals Seekonk. Okay, so I want to have a state mass, city has to be Fall River or city has to be Seekonk. Okay. So the mass has to be true. Okay.
Which one?
I think that was, let me go back, 9 compound A-OK. Okay, 9 compound A-OK. So I'm saying state equals mass, which is in single quotes, and city equals Fall River in city quotes, single quotes, or city equals Seekonk. And the next one is compound B. And I said state equals Rhode Island and... So I basically did the same thing. Yes. Yes. The 2 ampersands are... So on this one, what have I got? I'm looking at a different one than you. I'm looking at C. I've got Massachusetts and Fall River. Or Rhode Island and Providence. Okay? So again, ands get resolved before ors. So these 2 get combined, and these 2 get combined. So the or is resolved after the ands. So it comes out as I want state mass. So if we run this one, I'm not running them all because the answers are kind of obvious. But this one is compound C, 9. Compound C, 9. Or is the 9
connect
in
nine
front of it? Connect 9.
C, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got Providence and Rhode Island and a bunch of Fall Rivers and Masses. And another Providence, Rhode Island, and another Fall River, Mass. So they all meet those 2 criterias. Okay?
And you can sort them if you wanted to, too.
Right? Sure. I can put an order by clause in there and go with a sort.
Can I, like, do these selects instead of, like, a table? Can do multiple selects and get a table?
You mean put the output in a table?
Yeah,
I did one of those Tuesday where I set up a table and I put the output in the table.
And
you can mix CSS in to your heart's content. And you can mix JavaScript in.
Wow. blew my mind.
Okay, I mean, if you want to, you can throw in some JavaScript for the fun of it.
Yep.
And then throw in some PHP and throw in some CSS and put it all together.
Like a big programming sandwich.
And that's right. I like that. A big programming sandwich. All right. And in this one, I use the MyS. Whoops. I use the... I use the MySQL fetch array, which meant I could use either the numbers or the names in putting things out, and in this one I chose to use the names. Okay, and again, I use the asterisks here, to be very honest, mostly because I don't want this line to go forever. And so I put the asterisks in there, but you can clearly, if you want to, choose... And then I've got the where city in, so I am choosing the city is in those things, which is something else you have done. And then I've got a subquery. So in this one, I'm doing a subquery, and I'm saying select asterisks from donor where state equals, and then I'm saying inside the subquery, select state from donor where city equals Warren. Okay? So I select the state from donor where the city equals Warren, and that will give me Rhode Island. And so then I say I want to see the where state is equal to, so I want to see people from Rhode Island. So if I take and run this one, I have got 9 compound what? E.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I'm only getting people from Rhode Island. Because I've selected the city equal to Warren, and I'm only going to get Rhode Island. Okay, so I can, basically, I can do anything in here that you did when you was in PuTTY and working with MySQL. I can do any of that stuff in here. And on this one, I got into doing the substring. So I said I wanted to see ID, name, substring, city, 2, 3. Okay, what does all that mean up there that I've got? What is that saying? What am I going to see as output? F.
Okay. You're going to see the ID number and the name.
Yep.
And 3 characters of the city.
Right.
And then the whole city. Oh, no.
The last 3 characters.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Substring city, 2, 3. So I'm sorry, it wasn't the last 3. I was looking at the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the first ones, I'm getting some ALL and I'm getting some EK. I know that's Seekonk. So that's starting at the 2nd character. The one you see that says EEK. I know is Seekonk, so that means it started at the 2nd character and went in. Now, this one is a little bit tricky, because notice what I've got here. I'm saying substring city 2-3, and I gave it a name. Mm-hmm. And then I said down here in the row, show me what's in that name. That's right. And so then I said down there, show me that alias or that name. So that's kind of a neat thing that I can do, is when I want to do some concatenating or some messing up, I can give it a name and then just say, show me that name. Okay. So that's kind of one of the things that I wanted to point out. The others are pretty straightforward. But I can do all of the functions that I want to do about extracting things. I could do a flip of a name up there and then give it a field name. That's what I wanted to show is the result. So this is another word, another use of that alias. They take advantage of that so that I can say, now show me the ID, show me the name, and show me the thing you call a subsidy, which was doing that concatenation, or that substring, rather. So this one is kind of, I think, sort of neat. And that was F. And then I've got just a few more. And those are all basically doing the same things. I got a little carried away some of my experiments. Okay, I think that actually does it. I'm looking to see if there's something there I want. No, that was just using the MySQLs again. Okay, so what I want you to do is take a little time and start the homework assignment. And that's why I went through that fairly fast, is to give you some time to work on this and see how it's going in class. Because you get more about actually doing it. Okay, so I want you to basically do a lot of these are taken from the first homework assignment you did. So I want you to do them, but now I want you to do them by going in and putting them inside PHP. On the last two, I said to create a query where one thing has to be true, and in addition, either of two other things. And we saw that. And then I said I want one thing where two things have to be true or two other things. And those basically are, I did examples of those. So, basically, if you hurry fast, you ought to be able to get this done in a half an hour, right? And then you won't have any homework on a vacation, right? What? So, I would like you to spend some time now and do these and start them. And as I said, it would be lovely if you do them all in one program. Okay?
See about that.
Huh? You'll see about that.
What's that one where you
Well, what you want to do, you've got to stop and think. If I'm saying thinking happy thoughts when I correct your homework... or if I'm thinking cursing thoughts when I'm doing your homework, which do you want me thinking? Good Lord, I have enough stuff in there to sink a ship. Okay. Okay, so this is basically the start of it. So you're starting out and you're doing an include. And we did the links to your database last time. So if the include link pass donor is the same as the link pass that we did the last time. Okay, if you weren't here the last time, then look at my examples from earlier, and I can come around. But essentially, you're going to put in a link pass, and since you're all using, I think, one database, you can use the same one that you created last time. And then you're doing the link and giving the name of the database again. And then you're going in and saying, okay, result, or whatever you want to call it, is MySQLi query, and again, you include link in there. Okay, so basically, they didn't used to do this constant use of link. MySQL, before it was MySQLi, didn't do this as much. But now they have. So you have to put the $ link, and then you put the select. And then you have the or die, and then you have a while, and the while is showing the results that you want to show. So this is essentially what you're coding. Notice there's no semicolon at the end of the select, because it's not done. The or die is a clause that goes with that. Okay, so it is basically the or die if you've done anything wrong in the select.
It's like in the file.
No, it's more that the just like if you put in the wrong table name.
Oh,
I mean, if I put in a table name there, and I changed it to donor A, which I don't have, I'm going to get the dog query.
Yeah, if we did something similar to that, you know, that's cool. It was almost the same idea. It was like or the accurate statement is or if not found.
If not found.
Well, not those words, but
I'm not connecting what you're trying to say, so.
What? So I get this down. So you got to deal.
Okay, if you go back to first connect group, there is a link pass, and I think you called it just link pass. Okay means is my note to myself that I'm not giving away my password, so I put the okay at the end to say it's okay to show. So this is a separate file you create. And this basically is what you include. So you're including the information about security, about your login and that sort of thing. So we did this on Tuesday, but this is $link equals MySQLi connect. You leave localhost, you keep localhost. Then you substitute in your username, substitute in your password, and substitute in the name of the database that you were given. You were told you could use two databases, and probably you're using one of those. If you're using two of them, then you're going to make two of these and call them one and two, two link passes in column 1 and 2. And so you put your database there, then you say, oh, die, could not connect MySQL IERA. And then I put out the print connected successfully just as reassurance to tell me that I was successfully connecting. And again, that wouldn't be there unless you want reassurance. Okay, so that's the first file that you have to make. And as I said, for anybody that was here Tuesday, we did that Tuesday. We made that particular file. And now you're going to use that in the include statement to include the information about your username and password. It's not done. The or die is a part of the statement.
Just be clear, is the MySQL password we're substituting in, or is it the Linux one?
The MySQL.
Oh, if you say we can't put a semicolon there anyways because of the or die statement. That's
Because a semicolon kills a statement.
Right.
And you notice there is a semicolon after the or die.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's all one big statement.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to put the or die out on the same line, you can. It just keeps going forever that way.
Which password did you say it was?
The MySQL one. The second one. The one you type when you are in PuTTY and you type MySQL.
Mm-hmm. That's a thick book.
People like to keep me busy.
That's good. Questions? Did you send me anything, Stephanie, to my BCC email account? Sorry. It's not the S.
I got really sick after this class.
Because I was going to say I didn't get it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have been able to take that day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You can use any of the other days. What did you ask it to put out? That's interesting that you got that result. I don't quite know how I got that result. Remember, I think you did group by distinct is what I was looking for there. You use the word distinct. Okay, if you, and stay away from group by the way, just for now. I'm going to do that actually the day we come back from vacation. We're going to go over that. Let me see. If I go back and look at my notes. Beginning MySQL notes. And in a few minutes, it will decide to open. Okay, there's where it is. See this one? Select distinct major from. And that will only bring it up once. So I only bring up CI and BU once. So select the state is what I was looking for on number one. It's actually worked all right, but it's kind of a strange way of doing it. So, with this way, stay away for 2 to 5 minutes or 3 days. Say that. When you got that password you were looking at, it should have given you the name of your databases. Okay. Does anybody remember what database you got the name of your databases in?
Oh, I use _1.
Okay, yeah, but I want to know what one got sent. What is the formula for your databases?
Your username, underscore one or two.
The username?
Underscore one or two.
Okay, username.
Mine's
_1. Or _2 is apparently the names of your passwords. Okay, so your username _1 or _2. And those are your two databases.
Is there any other way to check which one outside of...
Have you created a database? Have you created a table? Basically, you have to go way back to the beginning and create a table and put it in that database. You should be working on getting caught up. But essentially, once you've created a database, you're going to go in. At the beginning of it tells you how to do that. So
good question. You have to have this link pass PHP in the same folder?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Did you put tables in your PHP last week?
Yeah. Give an example.
Did I put tables in my...
Or did you put your PHP in tables last month?
Yeah.
I put the output in tables.
Yeah, table okay.
At the beginning of that handout, which the handout is called Beginning Notes or something. Okay, yeah. Lauren's pointing it out. Okay, now your question was, huh?
Well, I think we answered it.
What did you ask about?
It was the table to embed it, echo.
Okay, yeah. It was back under connect.
Connect four table four, okay.
Connect four table okay, you're good. Well, of course I gave away the word table in there, so maybe not so good. Okay, so this is how I did it. And I remember I did it two ways.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
It looks nice.
Oh, it does.
Very readable.
It does. It's an easy way of doing it. You weren't here. What we did was I talked about these two ways of actually making a table structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make it within PHP where everything is echo the table, echo tr, or I can get out of PHP and go in and just, I'm back in HTML, create the table, then when I come to the TD, quick go into PHP, echo it out and close PHP.
Is one way better than the other?
I don't know.
So you're either putting the PHP in the HTML or the HTML in the PHP.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I remember that. I asked, can I just put the PHP ending at the end instead of within the table data?
Well, I mean, again, this one I've gone into PHP, and I've stayed in PHP down to there.
Yeah.
So the whole table is being set up within PHP.
That seems
on this one, I got out.
Yeah.
I went back to HTML, and then switched over to PHP.
That's going to be hard to do with the assignment because you're going to have to keep
on. Yeah, no, it is going to be hard to do with this assignment. Yeah, you're probably better off not doing the table at all in this assignment if you want to be fast. But that doesn't mean you have to do it for every one of them.
Right.
You can answer one of the questions this way just to experiment with it and then do the other questions the quick and easy way.
Worry about being pretty.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.